I want to tell you what happened to me yesterday. I went to Huddle House. That's one of my favorite places to go eat breakfast. So I went to eat breakfast, no pressure, none. Everything's cool, everything's all right. I had a few things I had to do, was gonna do and all that stuff like that, gonna take care of, but there's no pressure on me. There's stuff gotta deal with, but it's nothing. I'm all right, I'm cool, everything's all right. And I went to Huddle House, my wife went to work out, she went to do her thing. She goes to work out, I go to eat. But anyway, I'm sitting down, everything's cool. And I'm on my phone. When I'm on my phone, I like to play chess. So I'm playing chess on my phone, eating my food at the Huddle House. No problem. I'm not even worried about the sermon or what I'm going to talk about today, because I already kind of got an idea of what I'm going to talk about, where I was going to go, what I was going to be on. So I wasn't even really worried about Sunday. So I'm just chilling. Everything cool. There's no pressure. No hassle whatsoever. I'm on it. I get up to go. If you weren't here last week, I talked about hearing God. One of the things I talked about hearing God and how I can hear God better than ever before. And so I was on there and I'm getting ready to, they gave me a check. I'm getting ready to go. And I paid with the debit card, and real simple. This is as simple as it gets. And as I'm, the bill was like seven something. All right? And God said, give a $2 tip. That's all he said. Just that simple. I mean, I just felt it, I heard it, I sensed it, whatever you want to call it, came out of God, whatever. It just simple. $2. I got $2. I mean, I'm doing my car, but I got $2. Ain't no problem. Matter of fact, I got 8 quarters in my car. So, I got $2. That's all God said. $2 tip. I wrote a $1 tip. Handed the thing and walked out of Huddle House. As I'm walking out of Huddle House, God said, told you to write $2. And in my mind, what's the big deal? I'm walking to my car, I get to my car. I see the 4 quarters. Go take a dollar back in there. I ain't taking no dollar back in there. A dollar? Boy, I would look kind of stupid, huh? When you think I can buzz up in here, here's a dollar, nigga. I don't want to look stupid. And I can hear, I don't know if y'all ever been here, God messing with me. Man, have you ever been there? God messing with me. And I'm like, I ain't touching no dollar back in there. I cranked the car up and I took off. I said, you just gonna have to forgive me? She's gonna have to let it go. And so, if you can catch on right now, I ain't gonna be talking about what I was supposed to be talking about, or what I thought I was gonna be talking about. I'm gonna be talking about what just happened. So God, I get down, and I'm ignoring him. And then I said, okay, God, I hear you, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Now, the first time I said I'm sorry, I was just kind of like, so I can get out of this. He leave me alone. This time, I'm like, okay, I can't run from you. What am I going to go anyway? Forgive me. I'm sorry. And so he starts talking to me. And he starts explaining why. And I'm like, okay, all right. And he says to me, he says, man, you have You have done well.
You have done well.
You have, I'm just using this as an illustration. This kind of book, this kind of represents, you come into this world with empty paper, basically, and you get to write your plans and your goals and all that stuff, and you get to put them down. And I did that. You know, I had dreams, I had plans, I had goals, I had all this stuff like this. And once you get with Jesus and you start to walk with Jesus, I got to a place where I said, okay, Jesus, here, I'll give you my dreams. I had plans. I wanted to be this, and I wanted to do this, and I wanted to have this, and so on and so forth, but whatever you want me to have. And then you gave me your dreams. Thank you. Very good. You did good. You know. Then you gave me your money. You tithe. Every time I get money, as soon as I get it, I'll go get cash out, and I do that. You know, I give money. Just whatever, God, I give to you. Whatever you tell me to give, whatever you want me to give, I give it. And God says, man, that is very, very good. Very good. I appreciate you. And keys represent what you possess at home. He said, hey, man, you've been very good. Everything that's yours, you'll give away. You've given to me. You'll give it up. Got it. I understand, man. You've been very good. You've done that. I like that. Matthew, he had me look at Matthew 22:37-38. It says, love the Lord your God with. Anybody know how much of your heart? All your heart. With all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. He said that I understand you gave me all that portion of your life. I got it. I understand. But here's what I want more than anything else. I want all your heart. I want all your heart. I mean, he's talking to me. I mean, he's kicking my butt. I'm getting my strength. I want all your heart. Then I appreciate you gave me all that. I'm God. I'm supposed to get that anyway. But here's what I really want. Do you understand? When you come to Jesus, when you really get with Jesus, you get married. This is her ring, but really this is, I got married to him before I got married to her. I'm married to him. He wants everything. He wants my whole heart. And so he's talking to me, man, I want your heart, and I'm not going to break you or anything. I'm not going to make you do it. I'm not. That's why I didn't make you do anything. I'm not that way. I want you to give me your heart. And here's what you did, man. You gave me 95%. I appreciate that. I don't want 95%. I don't want 99%. I want all of it. And here's me. Man, God, it's just a dollar. It's just a dollar. What the heck? What's the big deal? A dollar. I got a dollar. It ain't no big deal. Man, I know that. I got that. Man, I know you've given me 80, 90% of your heart. I understand that. I don't want that. I want it all. I desire obedience rather than sacrifice. I want all of it. You got this much. I want that too. And I'm like, okay. And me being kind of smart, but I kind of say, why? Why do you want all? And he kind of said, man, this is why I want everything. I need to get you to the place. I know you love me, and I'm working on you. But I need to get you to a place. Because until you get commandment one right, can't get commandment two right. Do y'all know what the second commandment is? Love the first one, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. What's the second one? Who else are we supposed to love? People. If you can't get that one right, how are you going to get this one right? If you can't love me with all your heart, then you won't love people with all. It'll be a portion. And he said, man, I want to use you. That's why I got you here. I want to use you. Two ways I want to use you. One, people. I need you to obey me all the way. Because there's people out there. Nobody sees anything in them. You ever see people and you say, oh, they got talent. Or you can see something in them. Like JJ, when you were playing a sport, I mean, people could look at you and they could just see you're going to be a great athlete. They could see you're going to be a great runner. You could just see it. You know, you meet somebody and they're real smart and they can do stuff for a little kid and you say, boy, that kid gonna grow up and gonna be smart. Or that kid gonna be a doctor. I mean, you can just. But there are some people out there you look at and you can't see nothing. You look at them and you say, I don't know what that gonna be. They ain't got nothing. I mean, I'm serious. You've been there, you've seen it. There's some kids you look at or people you look at and you don't see anything in them. But God sees what's in them. The world doesn't see it, but God sees. And God says, man, I'm going to ask you to go to some people and nobody see anything in them but me. But you're going to have to be obedient because I'm the only one that sees. And you have to listen to me. And when I tell you to do or help or be and see something for them or see them, you have to listen to it. Because the world won't see nothing, only me. But if you're not listening to me, you won't see anything either. Hear. You got some people out there, they can't hear. They can't even hear common sense. Their life is so messed up, so stressed out, they can't even get it. And they're doing stupid things. They just, you would look at them and say, man, can't you get the common sense? Can't you? They can't hear. They can't comprehend. And man, you're going to have to hear for them. You're going to have to listen out for them. And I will speak to you, but I won't speak to you I only got some of your heart. Matter of fact, you won't do it. You won't speak to them the things I want you to speak to them if you only got some of your heart. Some of them need a word, and you'll hold that word because you can't see it or you can't understand, and I want to speak to them. There's some people out there, man, people just put their mouth on them, they're negative about them, they're no good, and they'll never be anything. And I want you to come and speak like them. Matter of fact, there'll be some people, they will curse you and they'll say things and they'll be real nasty to you. But I want you to speak back words of life. I want you to pray for them. But you won't do that if I don't have your whole heart. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, forgive me, Lord. And then he said, places. He said, man, I'm going to take you places. I'm going to take you into places. Your life ain't over yet. I'm going to take you into places where all the world sees is bad, evil, ugly, dirty, messed up, wrong, pain. Oh, that's all the world sees. And I'm going to take you into place. And I want you to see what my word says. I don't want you to look at what's going on. I want you to look at my word. But if you don't follow me with all your heart, you'll look at what's going on instead of looking at my word. Just a little quick side note, I know I've told you about this. I'm just walking through with the Lord. I'm taking my time, letting God direct. But I know I'm supposed to build this home for abused children and all this stuff. You know what God says to me, Graham? Don't worry about money. Now, when I called to the district, state, South Carolina, they sent me an email, a loaded email. Everything that you have to start. Utmost money. Plenty of money. You got to have some money. And you got to start with some money, and you got to get some money, and you got to keep some money. God said, I need you to look at me. Don't look at that. But you ain't going to look at me if I don't have your whole heart. I'm not going to care. Here, I'm going to take you to places where all you're going to hear is negativity. All you're going to hear is it can't be done. Can't get it that way, can't go that way, can't happen, you just gonna hear it. I'm gonna take you to those places, but I want you to listen to only my word. You ever seen somebody that got earphones on or headphones on and they just listen to the music and bombs would block, people shooting, people getting shot, people dying, and they like, that's what God wants. God wants me listening to his word and not to what's going on out there. I can't do it if he only got a little bit of my heart. Even if he only got 98%, can't do it. Then I'm going to need all your heart. Because where I'm going to send you, voice, speak. Sometimes I'm going to send you somewhere and you can't say nothing. You heard that thing saying actions speak louder than words? Did you know that what Jesus said was written? But they say if you read the Bible, it says what Jesus did could not be put in books. He did more than he said. Sometimes I'm going to have you doing stuff and you can't tell nobody, you can't shut your mouth. But man, you won't do that if I don't get your whole heart. And so he's talking to me and he says, and so that's why I'm talking to you, because he doesn't just love me. He loves you. You don't love me more than he loves you. He loves us on the same level. And he said, tell you, give all your heart. Don't do like me. I'm your example. When God says something, even the little stuff, now I'm understanding, it's the little. If he who is faithful in little will be faithful in much. Man, why? Why the dollar? Because if you give a dollar, I know you'll give 1,000. When I say give 1,000. But if I can't get you to give a dollar, okay, Lord, I got you. So, that's what happened to me. Changed everything up. I'm working on that 1%. I'm trying to get there. Father, I love you. I thank you. Thank you for dealing with me. Thank you for working on me. Thank you for not giving up on me. And Father, get me to the place where I'm obedient all the way so that I can do your work for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.